We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
A new poll out today shows that a majority of Tennessee residents think the expulsions were wrong. And Tennessee is a very Republican state. It doesn't have a single statewide elected Democrat. But because this scheme in Tennessee was so brazen, and because voters who care about democracy mobilized so quickly, it was able to become a national story practically overnight. Even amid a very busy news cycle, and because that mobilization was so quick, Representative Justin Jones didn't even miss a day of work. He was expelled and reinstated over the course of one weekend. And while what happened in Tennessee is particularly notable, it's far from the only example of conservative legislatures working quietly to roll democracy back. Just ask Justin Jones.
This is a historic day for Tennessee, but it may mark a very dark day for Tennessee because it will signal to the nation that there is no democracy in this state. It will signal to the nation that if it can happen here in Tennessee, it's coming to your state next. And that is why the nation is watching us, what we do here.
There's no other way to put it. Authoritarianism is ascendant in the Republican Party, and state legislatures are leading that charge. In Montana, state Republicans are trying to change how the elections are run, but only for the 2024 Senate race. They're trying to switch that race in particular to a top two primary system, which would effectively block any third party candidates from the ballot. It's all part of a scheme to defeat the popular incumbent Democratic Senator John Tester. Republicans think he benefits from the current system, which allows third party candidates to siphon votes from their nominees. And Montana's taken quite a few steps recently to roll back Democratic norms. In 2021, the Republican state legislature tried to end statewide elections of Supreme Court justices and instead have those justices elected by district, which of course means the legislature could gerrymander the map in support of conservatives. Hello. The same year, they also successfully changed the state's voter ID law to ban the use of student IDs from Montana colleges, making it that much more difficult for young people to participate in local democracy. According to one Republican legislator, her party changed the rules because, quote, college students tend to be liberal, end quote. I love when they say the quiet parts out loud.
Really? I mean, listen, everybody, Justin Pearson has been reinstated, okay? So Justin Jones was reinstated 2 days ago today in Memphis. Justin Pearson was reinstated. And all is not well. All is not well. The idea that we were able to see this, the idea that, people should have known that this was going on in the state laboratories of democracy, but they don't, is ideal for the people who really do want to get rid of democratic government. They want, look, the very rich people, and by them I mean a handful of billionaires, donor class billionaires, a handful of people are controlling so much of what's going on in this country, so much of it. And their goal, their end game is to have sort of an appearance of democracy like Russia does. Okay, Russia, it appears like they have elections, but it doesn't matter who votes or who doesn't vote. It matters who counts. And that's exactly the goal here. The goal here by design is what we see now, what we're experiencing now, the idea that you could elect somebody, you could actually go out and jump through all the hoops. Oh, your student ID is not real ID. Oh, your NRA card is, or your NRA ID is. You know what I'm saying? Like making it really, oh, no Dropbox this year. No, that was too easy. Oh, no mail-in ballots. No, we're not letting you mail them in. You have to come in, and you can only come in on one day. Early voting, we're cutting it. We're cutting the amount of days. Early voting, everything that they're doing is to give the appearance of a democracy that is still sort of somewhat functioning, but not really, in order for the very wealthy, the extreme people in this country to be the autocrats, to be in charge of everything. And you know what they'll sell you at the end? Because right now what they're selling to the last remnants, the last remaining, you know, stragglers. And that's all that the Republican Party is now. There's just a few stragglers left. I keep telling you that only 30% of this country is Republican. And of those 30%, you have about, I don't know, 25% of them who are dead enders. You have 25% of them who honestly, you know, believe that there is a chance that they could prevail in a white ethno state. And this is what they're going to continue to show up for. And this is what they're going to continue to be incensed about. This is what they're continue to be angry about. And the very rich, you know, billionaires, they're down with this plan. They're like, OK, we can parlay that those stragglers, this little minority, we can parlay them into a minority majority. We can actually play on their resentment and fear. And we can, you know, while they're being so resentful and so fearful, we can, you know, pack the court and we can do everything that we ever dreamed of doing. We cannot have any antitrust. We can own everything. We can own the people. And I don't know why these people think that the billionaires in the end aren't going to make them the slaves. I don't know. I don't know what they think is so special about their belief system or their resentment or their anger that is going to put them in charge of anything that the billionaires want to run, and they want to run it all. This is an autocracy. This is an increasingly autocratic society. This is by design, and the end is not going to be good for anybody, let alone the people who are being exploited to get there. And that's really the scary part. That's the fear is the major cause of violence in this country, right? Fear is the major cause of violence. And that is why we're seeing what we're seeing. That is why we're seeing an ever increasing amount of violence in this country with the preferred weapon of the right wing, okay? And they're even wearing little pins to tell you that's our preferred weapon. I swear to God, they're doing it. They're doing it. And the manufacturers of those particular weapons are U.S.-based manufacturers. These are their lobbyists. That's who's wearing the pin. It's the donor class again. You know, it's an $11 billion industry in America, the manufacture of semi-automatic weapons. It is. It's an $11 billion industry, and they're going to protect it by hook or by crook. And so they're selling you this hatred and this fear and this resentment in order to move a product. And that product, is benign until it falls into the hands of resentful, angry, fearful people. And then it becomes a tool of war. And, you know, you've got billionaires telling you to go out and wage war. They're literally instructing you to do it. Why? Because the more war there is on the streets, the less they have oversight over what they're doing to take over elections. And you know what's really scary? Okay, in the end, it's going to come down to a Supreme Court case. And I'm not even talking about, the Supreme Court case that is last night. I told you at midnight there was a deadline to file, to stop, to get a stay on this one idiot in Texas who, you know, obviously doesn't understand states' rights. Has no clue, because this one guy in Amarillo has decided he's going to make law for the entirety of the United States, right? We went through that. Everybody understands that that is bizarre and wrong, and it's just, you know, it's hypocritical on his part to say, I'm going to make law for the entire United States of America, while the Supreme Court, which is totally conservative, said, well, we're deciding Roe, we're striking down Roe based on the states can choose states' rights, right? And so the whole thing is just, it's a plot. It's a scheme. And he had to find something, and he couldn't find anything. So he decided, well, I can't, let the states do it because the states are doing it. Not enough states will do it. And the FDA is a federal agency. So I just need to make law for the entire United States of America, even though it's totally hypocritical and violative of everything that I believe in or everything that I think the law says. Right. OK, so we're waiting for that. They filed their brief last night. I read their brief. Their brief said exactly what we said to you yesterday in plain English. They have no standing. The statute of limitations is over. It was 6 years. And by the way, one guy in Amarillo isn't entitled to make law for the entire United States of America and strike down a federal agency. Just doesn't make any sense. Okay, so it's beyond that now. It's beyond. That's just a clue about where they're going. That's just a little glimpse into the larger scheme of things.